This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. For urban students interested in college, tuition can be a major barrier. So when it was announced recently, the Birmingham Promise would offer a full tuition scholarship to the University of Alabama at Birmingham, many praised the partnership as a way to give eligible Birmingham graduates a much-needed financial boost. But as WBHM's Janae Pierre reports, there's an issue. Most students aren't eligible to apply for the scholarship.
This fall, 18-year-old Justin Smith will attend the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The Winona High School senior has big dreams.
I plan on majoring in political science, maybe taking up a minor in journalism or psychology. My future plans are to go to law school, but I do plan on running for president one day, so about 30 years from here.
His grades and test scores earned him a few scholarships, including the Birmingham Promise. That'll cover his UAB tuition.
If it wasn't for the Birmingham Promise, I probably wouldn't be going to UAB because, you know, the prices are a little steep.
Tuition at UAB is about $10,000 per year for in-state students. That doesn't include books, housing, or a meal plan. Smith says he hopes the other scholarships will help cover the extra cost. The Birmingham Promise offers Birmingham City School seniors full tuition at UAB, but to qualify, students must score at least a 20 on the ACT and have a minimum 2.75 GPA. That's two things most of the system's students don't have. Out of about 1,200 high school seniors, only a tiny fraction qualify for the scholarship. According to Lisa Herring, superintendent of Birmingham City Schools, over 100 students are eligible. Herring says that's a number she hopes will increase in the coming years.
We are 100% wedded to making certain that as that population grows and that we have an influence on that, we'll have other opportunities for them to explore how to be successful.
Some of those opportunities don't include college, Herring says. The Birmingham Promise Apprenticeship matches students with regional employers so they can gain firsthand experience in business, finance, and other areas. Martha Cantor was U.S. Undersecretary of Education under former President Barack Obama's administration. Now, Cantor is Executive Director of the College Promise Campaign, an organization that monitors promise scholarships across the nation. She says the bar might seem high for the Birmingham Promise Scholarship, but eligibility requirements could change. Cantor says for Birmingham, this is just a starting place.
You know, if you set a 2.75 or a 3.0, you're going to have more success stories. And maybe that's the starting place. In the next couple of years, maybe you can go down because you can guarantee a mentor for every student.
Take the Tennessee Promise, where the GPA requirement is only a 2.0. Cantor says there, universities also match incoming students with a mentor. She says most times, students just need to get their foot in the door. A UAB spokesman said in an email the university offers tutoring and other resources for students. Officials there are in talks with Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin and city school officials to add more robust student support services.
You're seeing results where students are progressing at faster rates and they have clearer pathways. Even though the criteria is going to be different in these promise programs, it's all about the results.
Herring, the Birmingham City School superintendent, says the system is doing its best to prepare students for the future. She says the Birmingham Promise has created an awareness in several students who now see a future that's attainable and debt-free. So far, it seems to be working. Smith, the Winona High School senior, says almost a dozen students in his class will become freshmen at UAB in the fall. Last year, there was only one. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
We should note, UAB does hold WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently.